Right, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Please, this card spending, I think I needed a microscope to find the increase there.
It is there. Yeah, so this is, what are we doing with the credit cards, with the plastic? So Stats New Zealand, the monthly read on electronic card transactions. It's high-frequency data, Mike, so you have to look for trends because the monthly data is pretty noisy. On the face of it, if you just looked at the total electronic card spending, it rose by 0.6%. Remember, that's just a monthly number. Mm-hmm. That looks pretty good.
Sure.
That was the largest monthly gain recorded so far in 2025, so that's an encouraging number. But look, the thing is, Mike, with a lot of the data recently, the outcomes we're seeing, they're not unequivocal. Over the last 12 months, total electronic card transactions have fallen 0.6%. So the long-term trend is actually not great. And so if I look at the detail, total retail spending and core retail spending. Total retail spending was only up 0.2%. If I look at the year-on-year number, it's 1.7%. Now, these are not inflation-adjusted. So if inflation is running at 2.7% year-on-year, inflation is going up faster than the spending growth, which effectively means spending levels are falling. Core retail spending is also flat. So there is no strong evidence of the trend turning. But look at the very real risk, Mike, of sounding quite repetitive, because I've lost track of how many times we've said this. The impulse of lower mortgage rates should, over the next 6 months, start to provide some real relief to households. Really? It does. But look, Mike, we keep saying this, don't we? It does, yep, feel, though, doesn't it, that just things like rates increases, insurance increases, they're just going to eat up all that extra money that you get in your pocket, don't you? So, I mean, that's an unscientific observation, Mike. And also interest rate relief coming at a time when the labour market is weakening. So look, I'm using the term cross currents a lot at the moment, and retail spending is being buffeted by these. There's some tailwinds, some headwinds, but you're not.
And you're not going to help us out anymore with this concrete number either.
No, I like this concrete number because, you know, I like this data series. It is hard data, after all, isn't it, Mike?
Is that a pun?
Hard data? That is a pun. Concrete. That is the Thursday morning
there
pun. Hard data, ready-mix concrete. Now, it actually came out a couple of days ago, and we missed it because there was so much going on yesterday. But can't let it slide, though. June quarter, actual volume of ready-mix concrete produced was 892,000 cubic metres. That is 10% lower than the same quarter last year. For the year ended June 25, 3.7 million cubic metres. That is 6% lower than the June 24 quarter. Seasonally adjusted, the June quarter also weakened versus the March quarter. So no, I'm not helping you out at all here, am I? And if I look at the long-term trend, let's compare it to, say, where we were 3 years ago. June 25, 26% lower, and the June 25 year versus the 22 year, 18% lower. So you do not need to be a rocket scientist to note that construction activity is much lower.
Quick word on the CBA. Am I reading too much into it? ASB not quite as flash as the CBA. Is that a tale of two economies?
I think, it might be. This is a heck of a phenomenon. We haven't really talked about it. I mean, CBA is now Australasia's biggest listed company. And the reason I'm noting it is because the share price fell 5.4% yesterday, which is quite a big fall for such a major part of the exchange. But it's in the context of a very healthy share price run. And it's been one of the key features of the last 12 months, the seemingly unstoppable rise in the CBA share price. For many fund managers, your success was determined where did you have a lot of CBA or didn't you? It's 12% of the ASX 200. It became the most expensive big bank in the world. If you look at the actual numbers, Mike, yesterday, they 10.25 billion cash profit. I'll say that again, 10.25. That was up 4%. The CBA has returned $8 billion in distributions and dividends to Australians. The market had probably priced that to perfection a little bit. They didn't really give a guidance for the 26th year. ASB, net profit after tax, $1.25 billion. That was only up 1%. So yes, ASB not doing quite as well as CBA.
Right, give us some numbers.
The Dow Jones is up 375 points, 44,832. That's up 0.84%. The S&P 500 is up 10 points, 6456. That's 0.16%. The Nasdaq up 0.1%, 21,703. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 17 points, 9165. The Nikkei, the Japanese share market, has been on absolute tear this week. It's up another 1.3% last night, 556 points, 43,274. The Chinese market up 0.48%. Shanghai Composite 3683. The Aussies yesterday dragged down by that CBA result, lost 0.61% on the ASX 200, 8827. And we gained 7 points on the NZX 50, 12,766. Kiwi dollar is stronger this morning, Mike. 0.5972 against the US, 0.9129 against the Aussie, 0.5101 against the Euro, 0.44 against the pound, 88.02 against the Japanese yen, gold $3,353, and Brent crude still behaving itself, good. $65.58.
Go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.